Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Saturday, February 12th, 2011. This is Audio Boo number 61. Hard to believe, right? Well, anyways, the market's had another great week, and really, I wanted to point out that, I talked earlier in the year and blogged about what I thought the theme might be, and that is money flowing back into equity mutual funds from bonds and from gold. And there's an article in the USA Today, and it actually acknowledges that there's been a huge flow into equities, mutual funds from bonds. And I forget the number because I was trying to look at the online USA Today website, and I got tired of searching for it. Although I do want to note that it's been a long time since I've been to the USA Today website. I do read the apps on the iPad, and now the app on the webpage looks like the iPad app. So, anyways, I think it works better on the iPad than it does on the internet. Because I don't know, maybe because I'm not searching for things on the iPad. I just read whatever's there. Anyways, so that was interesting to note that money's flowing in. And the other thing to note is the Dow is only 13% from its all-time high. I mean, can you believe that after these bear markets we've had? It looks like, you know, we truly are range-bound. We've had two big bear markets the last, I guess, 11 years now. And right now we're getting close again to the high. So will that be a barrier? Will we fall back down? That'll be interesting if we get up there. The other thing to note, too, is that folks who have been dollar-cost averaging into the stock market have probably done fairly well because you're not putting all your money in at the top, right? And you're not putting it all in at the bottom. You're just putting it in every month, every month, every month. So what happens is, I would think that folks for the last 10 years who have been dollar-cost averaging have a pretty decent rate of return, especially as we get near the previous market highs. Another article, this is from ABC News, talks about the Chevy Volt, and they conclude that the Chevy Volt is overpriced. You know, it's like $41,000, but with the tax credit, it's only about $7,500 tax credit. It's what, a little over $33,000, and they're saying it really doesn't compete with the Nissan Leaf because the Nissan Leaf is, you know, all electric. You know, you drive 100 miles, and then your battery's dead. You got to charge it for a few hours. Whereas both this and the Prius have a gas engine to generate electricity, right? So maybe its competition is the Prius. But I'm thinking if the Prius is, you know, $10,000 less, then maybe GM missed the boat. Check out the ABC News article on the Chevy Volt. Finally, I mentioned Arianna Huffington the other day when she sold the HuffPo to AOL. And, you know, this is an article from Forbes, and it said that the money Arianna made was between $14 to $100 million, you know, somewhere in there. But a lot of her writers may have been left out of the mix. And a lot of the folks they're writing have been, you know, writing for free or who knows, maybe for a little bit. I don't know. But it's kind of interesting because Arianna rails on, you know, corporate greed. Well, here she is making a ton of money when the folks that actually are doing all the work, right? So there you go. Other thing I want to add is that this is on a personal note. I've, over the past few months, I've been able to lose some weight. I gained some weight probably after my dad died. I put a little on. I've kind of been struggling to take it off. I kind of bounce around a little bit, but I've been able to lose about 25 pounds. And I probably have another, you know, if I lost another 10, I'd probably be pretty good. If I want to get really lean, I'd probably lose another 5 or 10 upon that. So I'm almost close to where I want to be, but I'm actually taking it on myself to get back into the weightlifting routine that I used to do on and off for the last 20 years, actually probably last 25, 30 years. And I kind of start, stop. But I'm going to put it on the record. I'm actually going to get back into it. I have a Soloflex. Remember those? Remember those commercials? That's when I bought mine, when those were the infomercials at 11:30 at night. And I bought one, and it works really well. I really like it. But I do need to supplement it with some dumbbells. And the dumbbells I have are really limited. I don't have very many. So I bought a pair of the Iron Master 75-pound blocks that you know, you can change the weights quickly. And I know it's a little pricey, but I need to do something. Maybe that'll motivate me a little bit more to stick with it. I'm really good over the years. I start and stop about twice a year with weights. You know, sometimes I go for 3, 4, 5 months, and then I'll just quit. And I think right now I'm at the point to where, you know, I've lost some weight. And, you know, it's hard to lift weights and lose weight at the same time. At least it's been in my history because, you know, when I exercise, I get hungry. And when trying to lose weight, you're trying to minimize calories. At least I would think you're trying to minimize calories. So, I'm pretty good with aerobics, and I do stuff almost every day. So, adding the weights back in, I think that'll be something I can do. We shall see. But I wanted to put it on the record because that'll motivate me. Maybe. All right. I hope you're having a great day. And the music in the background is from PodsaveMusic.musicalley.com. This is Kids of 88 with Just a Little Bit. See ya.
Time, I'm getting you over the line. I'm climbing your ladder and making you better, 'cause it's what you need.